we are recording after the lunch break, and we're in the home stretch here. IGWA has presented all the evidence it intends to submit. Rangan has submitted all the evidence it intends to submit. I understand there won't be any rebuttal testimony. So the direct testimony is completed from IGWA and Rangan. But Mr. Lemon, you've not had an opportunity to testify, or Linda, either one of you. I want to give you the chance to testify and present any evidence you want to today. We've discussed the possibility of an alternative, and maybe you could tell us, Gary, what you want to do at this point.
Yeah, I feel that, you know, by being able to be involved, and I thank you for going along with my inexperience and participating in something like this, but that I would, in lieu of testifying today, I think I would just like to submit my written testimony for you to consider, and with that, I think we're complete with what we'd like to present.
Okay, and the parties have reviewed the written testimonies, I understand, Randy? And
yes, that's correct. We've reviewed the testimony is typed up by the Lemons and would propose to just allow that to be entered as written without him being sworn or testifying, with one change on which I spoke to Mr. Lemon about beyond page 3 at the top. The first full paragraph has a comment under the title IGWA Proposal 9, and in the first sentence is the word would, and we agreed to strike the word would and substitute the word might, and I think Mr. Lemon penned that in on the copy that he has. He could.
I use the word may. May not.
May instead of might.
Okay. Yeah.
And if that would be pinned in and initialed by Mr. Lemon, that one word change, just submit it in that fashion.
And yes.
That's not changing name.
Is this the
same
original?
Thing? Are you not the original?
Oh, I mean, don't suppose it matters, but
I'll get your original.
Yeah, the original is probably the best. So the document that I have in front of me shows the change that you discussed and that Gary Lemon discussed. And I was thinking the original with his handwriting, but that's this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have an original document with the change from would to may and initialed by Gary Lemon. And Mr. Lemon, this is acceptable to you.
That is.
The change or amendment.
The only other qualification, just to clarify, is that Mr. Lemon's testimony is presented as a lay witness. He's not contending to be an expert on the matter.
Mr. Lemon?
So, yeah, we have this discussion. You know, obviously, since we have fish farms, I do know a little bit about the subject, but I don't tend to know a great deal about recirculation systems. So,
well, I guess I'll accept the explanation. Some people can be qualified as experts because of long experience in an area, and I know the Lemon family has been there for a long time. So, I review at least what's stated in the document from his own personal observations as being credible from the standpoint of his long experience in the Hagerman Valley. Mr. Budge, I suspect you're referring to some technical discussion about pumpbacks based on what Mr. Lemon said.
Just, I'm not questioning Mr. Lemon's experience as a fish farmer, just simply he's not a engineer or a hydrologist or anyone with technical training or expertise. expertise and wasn't intending to submit this as an expert witness, as just simply as a lay witness.
I'm not intending to submit it as an expert witness.
We could attempt to qualify you.
I put my money on Mr. Roman on that.
Has Rangan reviewed this document?
We have no objection.
Okay. All right. So should we mark this as an exhibit? And I'm assuming based on the numbering scheme, this probably should be 4,000. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Do you want an actual label, blue label, I assume?
We'll give it to Jeff.
Okay. Another matter we need to discuss, Gary Baxter has distributed some CD discs, some CDs, and they contain data, and in particular, as I understand the discussions off the record, Exhibit 3000, or what's been marked as Exhibit 3000, contains data related to flows in the PVC pipe that diverts water from inside the Curran tunnel and then delivers the water diverted to the Rangan Hatch House and related facilities. And the department intends to use this data in combination with department measured flows in Curran tunnel to determine and evaluate what the total flows in the Curran tunnel are. The hearing officer felt it was important to have this data in the record along with the department's measurement data. We also have some data that's recorded on another CD. It's marked as Exhibit 3001. And the second CD is a summary, and I guess these are the data tables, and I haven't looked at the information myself, but there's information contained in this CD regarding previous activities conducted by IGWA and the Southwest Irrigation District from the years 2005 through 2010, as I understand it, Jennifer. And these activities have been recognized in previous delivery calls for and actually used or included as stresses in the model, and that would be model 1.1 as I understand, but they've been included in evaluating the simulated benefits of these activities, specifically conversions, CREP, and groundwater recharge. And my intention is that the department will use this information then to conduct transient model runs with version 2.1 to then determine what the, for each year, what the remaining benefits are, simulated benefits of these activities. Now, it's probably not the right time for this, and I don't necessarily want to have Jennifer back up on the stand, but is my representation okay, Jennifer, with respect to this disc?
Yes.
Okay. So hopefully you can glean, at least from this, the information that I'm asking staff to digest and then work through. And I anticipate that the model runs then that are generated will be sent to parties and that I will augment the record with those model runs. It creates a particular procedural problem for me because the parties then will have an opportunity to review it and question the contents, and I'll give the parties another opportunity if they want to call witnesses regarding these model runs to do so. I would hope, based on the testimony of the experts, that they'll find that the work done by Jennifer is credible. In fact, I'd say incredible. but certainly I have confidence in what she does, and I haven't heard any questioning of the department's model, and model runs have been done. And the last document marked as exhibit, and I think it's 3002, is an aerial image or imagery of the vicinity of the Rangan facility and also of the Musser, Morris, and Candy properties. And this particular aerial photograph outlines the boundaries of those properties as well as depicts an outline of the boundaries of Northside Canal Company service area as contained in the records of the Department of Water Resources. Attached to the aerial imagery is a description of the two colored boundary lines. And all of these marked exhibits the director intends to consider as part of the record and will use this information in writing the decision. Now, it seemed to me that there was some additional information, Randy Budge, that you wanted me to somehow recognize in the record, but maybe I misunderstood. Were there some additional documents out there that didn't address all of them?
The only ones that we had were the reports of Bert Hinckley and Tom Rogers that we had anticipated submitting to the record, but we understand those are not being allowed.
Yeah, I thought there were maybe some department documents that you wanted to ensure that I...
Well, the documents that we tried to obtain from the Water Resource Board that we've been unsuccessful at were their records of Hinckley's participation in recharge activities, and so far we've struck out on that. I don't know if that's something the department has available to it or not.
What documents are you talking about?
Well, in preparing for the hearing, we tried to find out, tried to get a summary of the water board recharge activities that have happened each year and the private contributors to those. We were unable to get that data, in part because the person who was keeping it, Mr. Lane, I think his name was, is no longer either working or in charge of that program. And I don't know if that's something department personnel have access to or not, but that is public record.
We can look for it, I suppose. I assume somebody has already. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm willing to try to find it. If it's out there, then maybe we need to have a further discussion about it.
On that point, I did have an email back, one response from Brian Patton that was provided. I'm not sure if it was over the weekend or Monday, in response to the request we made earlier. He provided some information and indicated that there was a recharge project through the canals of something like 217,000 acre feet. With one of those we contributed to, that he tied the money to, and one of the exhibits we have here that showed that something less than $50,000 being paid. That was one project. We hadn't yet been able to identify the specifics of where that water was recharged, and he was, as I understood, he was still looking for the other one. Some contribution from anyone. I think it was Milepost 31 or perhaps one other recharge site.
Okay. We had an exhibit, Justin, that was not at least verbally recognized as having been admitted. And is that number 1071? Is that
2071.
Oh, 2071, sorry. And as I recall in our discussions, and going back through the record, the exhibit was offered, but I never responded, so Exhibit 2071 is received into evidence. Now, do we need to do any additional cleanup?
I show that as being admitted over objection.
Yeah. I think there was some issue in the record, maybe as to whether it was. So.
And I didn't have a very good recollection of it, and Derek didn't either, and his records didn't reflect its admission. So we just wanted to ensure that it was in the record.
Okay.
The only final thing that I would, was, that we were wondering about was, are you going to be wanting or requiring some kind of briefing after the hearing?
I didn't plan to request briefs. I suppose if the parties want to submit them, that's fine. But my intention is to issue a decision in a timeframe of days or weeks, not months. There's an urgency about this. And my concern is that if there's a briefing schedule, it pushes all of those, I think, very urgent timetables back. And I want the parties to tell me why it's important to brief, and recognizing that on both sides, whatever happens, it'll push us farther into the summer. There's less opportunity for relief if that's the goal, Mr. May, and there's less opportunity for preparation and certainty on the part of IGWA. So I guess I'm wondering why the parties would want to do that, but Mr.
I think there are some legal issues out there as far as recharge credit that we were anticipating briefing on, and it may be helpful for the director to understand each party's view of the evidence and its relevance. I do feel like with the cease and desist order having been stayed along with the curtailment, that maybe relieve some of the pressure or provide some opportunity to provide briefing, but our preference would be to submit briefing under a schedule that is acceptable to the director and hopefully to Rainey as well.
We didn't necessarily have a reason that we really wanted to brief. I just wanted to make sure that I understood if you were expecting something, how quickly I needed to get it generated.
Well, I can tell the parties that I intend to work on this order over the weekend. And if you want to submit briefs, you can work on a brief over the weekend too. So 1 week, simultaneous briefs. If you want to submit one, I'll lean in by next Wednesday. 7 days.
I'm just going to say that would give time to also have Jennifer run the transient model runs and provide that information. So I think that could be taking place in tandem.
I'm not sure she told me she could have it done in a week, but
I think I told you 2 weeks, and part of the reason for that is we usually run an internal QA check, so Alan will need to run it too if he's got some time conflicts.
Well, we may not have it out by then, but I guess I want to have the benefit of the briefs before I issue a decision, so, and I may have that earlier or later. I'm not sure I can tie, given what Jennifer has said, and staff time, and Alan Wiley's availability or unavailability. We'll get it done as soon as we can, but 1 week, brief.
1 week simultaneous with no reply.
Yeah, we need to. We just can't extend the time frame now. This is number one priority for me in writing a decision and giving the parties, those water users out there, a decision that creates certainty. Okay, anything else? Thanks for the help of everyone. The record will close. As I said, we'll work diligently on the decision.